guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, tough day here in the grain markets once again. Cattle market, kind of surprising.
It is. You know, you look at the cattle markets and boy, limit down yesterday, Randy, when we came out of the gate in the lean hogs and the live cattle, feeder cattle, and pretty much stayed there for the day. This morning, choppy morning. We started sharply lower, came back with some pretty decent gains, went back lower close to the noon hour, and came back with some strength into the afternoon. So a lot of volatility in those markets. And the choice product was firmer today, and the futures are at a steep discount to the cash market. I think that offers some support. But you look at the lean hogs, you know, new contract lows this morning, and the May and June contract struggled into the afternoon again. A lot of talk with backup of hogs with the reduced slaughter pace that we're seeing around the country. But then you look on the demand side, it's been pretty decent here domestically. And then China coming in, you know, I think they imported about 168,000 metric tons in the first quarter. That's up 640% from a year ago. So maybe some encouraging signs there as we move forward. But again, dealing with large numbers and a limited slaughter capacity at this time.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing. Our demand, I think, will be there, but we just have to get through this coronavirus thing and get everybody back up and working and driving.
We do. I think the ethanol side of things, you know, and that's hurting the corn market. Those poor ethanol margins, and that weighs on the corn market. And then you look at corn planting, 3% of the crops in the ground, the average is 4%. So nothing earth-shaking there as well. And just that market trading down near the lows, and the soybean market today as well. I think I did see some small gains early and then gave those back as the day moved along. Crush numbers tomorrow. We'll see. The trade is expecting some pretty big numbers there. We'll see what they come up with at 11 a.m. But a decent crop in South America. Their currency values certainly are low. And then you've had some pressure recently in the oil and the meal markets as well. So, you know, another tough day in the soybean trade.
I think, too, you mentioned it, the Brazilian currency. Everybody's keep asking, oh, why is China not buying even with our prices so low? But they're not low compared to what Brazil's prices are.
They aren't. And even Argentina, with the value of the peso there, down at near lows. So it's attractive for them to go to Brazil and Argentina as far as purchases. So it's tough to compete with that. And that's the hand that we've got, that we've been dealt. And then you would look at the wheat complex, too. You know, we had some cold temperatures over the weekend, but probably didn't affect that wheat in Kansas that much. And then, again, you look at the crop condition rating, still at 62% good to excellent, five-year average at 49. So that weighed on that market today.
Well, and that's the thing. I think when I saw one of the weather forecasts, they were talking about the wheat in Kansas is, at best, early jointing. So that cold weather is not going to hurt that as much as it would be just prior to heading.
You know, you're exactly right. Wheat is like a cat with nine lives, and if you catch it at the right time with some cold temperatures, you can do a lot of damage. But other than that, it can take quite a bit of cold weather and still keep on coming. So, it doesn't look like a lot of damage with that cold weather. You know, if we have some of that here in 2-3 weeks, it might be a different story. But this week, not that big of an issue.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
You know, I think we continue to kind of watch the weather. We see a little planting progress going on. I think, again, we'll look at this coronavirus certainly affecting the markets and our overall economy here in the United States as well as the world. And we'll just see what kind of news pops up. And people need to eat. I think that's still out there, and it will continue to happen. But we just need to get this virus behind us and get back to life as usual, if that can happen.
Brian Strawman at Progressive.